Blog Talk Radio.
No sleep till!
Yeah!
Special request from a lady named Corey Roberts.
All right. So that was actually played in honor of Adam from the Beastie Boys, who was found dead at age 47. Rest in peace. You are a music legend. You always will be.
He finally arrived in Brooklyn.
Yeah. He finally arrived
in Brooklyn. Cancer is a bitch and needs to leave people alone.
It's a bad way to go. So young. So young.
Yeah.
So young.
Anyway, back to what we're doing after our moment of sorrow, because that is actually very sad that he died, because he was massively talented. It is Thursday, and it's May 10th, 2012. Did I already say Thursday? I did. And mm-hmm. That means it is time for our normal show with...
normal?
Normality with our norm... Well, our normal, which is everybody else's abnormal, which... Abnormal is pretty normal to us, so we're going to roll on with them.
Are you having a whole normal rant there?
I am.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
That was very Chrissy Snow-ish there. You know how Chrissy would be making sense and not making sense at the same time? You're like, I'm not following you. Wait, I am following you.
wait, you lost me.
I'm doing something. I'm not quite for sure what it is.
Yes.
I see your car up ahead. There you are. You're back.
I'm back.
And Molly Pop.
Hi.
Molly Pop up in the chat room. Hey, baby cake.
Wait a minute. I got
in our chat room. You suck. So
I got my favorite one. Got my favorite Chrissy. My favorite Chrissy moment. Just because you were seeing what you saw doesn't mean you were seeing what you saw. Because sometimes seeing what you saw is shutting your eyes to what you really saw. See?
Mm-hmm.
See? Makes sense.
I have no idea what the hell y'all are talking about. Is this some show that was around before I was born or something?
Oh, you know what? Don't make me.
What?
Girl, I will.
Uh-oh, you did not go there, girl.
She said, I will come through this internet. Oh, that's the tweet of the night. I will come through this internet at you.
No, don't come through the internet at me. I'm scared.
Don't worry, I'll come tits first. You'll be all right.
Oh, God.
All right, see, now I'm okay with that.
You're wearing eye protection. That's all I
got to say. I'm okay with that. You want to do that? That is just fine by me.
It makes for good padding, apparently. I'm Snow White.
Up against whipped cream.
You know what, honey? If you have whipped cream, I'm there.
Okay, anyway.
I'm Snow White. If you have a whip or anything, I'm there. Whipped anything.
You know what? I think I messed that tweet all up. It might have said something about don't make me come through this whip at you or something.
Oh, I love being misquoted on the internet. All right, what am I calling? What am I talking about? Oh, I'm Snow White. I'm the big tittied one. Yeah.
Not entirely.
Not entirely. I know Ginger's got some big knockers too. We can have like a big knocker party. You know, like chest bumps.
Can I come?
I can't play.
I just want to be a judge at the big knock.
No, because Ginger and I are going to do a chest bump, and we're going to cause a nuclear explosion while we do that.
Exactly.
It's going to be a tsunami.
Oh, God.
A tsunami of hotness. All right. And we also, I don't know what's wrong.
Every Game Boy out there who was listening just melted.
Probably, yeah. We also have Corey, who's probably over there going, "What in the? I don't even know."
Hey, Corey.
Huh?
Hi. We have
going all Indiana Jones on us, thinking about whips all the time.
Ooh, whip rar.
If you knew what I knew.
It's been a while.
Don't nobody know what you know.
Well, now I got going through my head with, you know, where she started off with, it's been a while.
That wasn't me. That was snow.
That was snow. I know that was snow. And see, now y'all made me go squeaky.
Not really.
Anyway, moving on again. The baby of the family, whose boobies I really just want to motorboat. that will be Ginger Rocks.
Hi.
I lost my place in the intro. I thought you were using that for me. I was going to be really pissed for a second there.
I was like, what?
I really thought it was my turn. I thought it was my turn for the intro.
No, dude, I don't want to motorboat your boobies. You're really happy.
Anytime you want.
You want me to motorboat your boobies?
I just want to warn you. I just want to warn you. It might be a really fuzzy experience.
Oh,
right.
I don't like. Okay, yeah. And that hairy Sasquatch over there. That's Master Blaster.
Mm. Yes. Hello, everybody. How are you this evening?
We're gonna call him Chewbacca from now.
There
on.
Is a yeah.
Oh, no. Can I make fun of somebody? Oh, I should make fun.
No.
I'm going to link this to y'all in private so y'all can see this, and then y'all can see why I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, God. I just had a geek girlgasm. This is just wrong.
What? Chris Evans and that guy that plays Thor, so that's Captain America and Thor. Damn, why you got to look like that? Why you so work? Not why you no work. Why you so work? Oh. I'm sorry.
Fun. What?
Don't be birthing new internet memes while we're trying.
I will birth
show.
What I want. Hey, you started it.
I'm biting my tongue right now. Not saying
what?
Anything. There's so much I could do with that.
What the bloody hell? No, get your fan.
Girl, I don't even.
You know what? From the neck down, let me go back. From the chest down,
girl is banging.
She's banging, but the face and the girl.
What are we talking about?
Looking great.
Right. I think we're totally lost. So let's keep on rolling with the actual show.
She's a 70-year-old virgin.
Yes. Do we have anything to talk about that has to do with gaming?
Says you're never too old for anything. Just look at Joan Collins. No, honey, I'm sorry. 70 years old, still a virgin.
Look at how hot she was when she was young.
Hey,
how did she manage to stay a virgin? I'm sorry.
How is she
wearing a female mullet?
Yo.
Hey, you know what? Portal 2 has a free deal.
thank you, because I couldn't get off.
I know, Corey. That's all right. Don't worry, I'll shove you off. Don't worry. Listen,
ooh,
I'm just saying. Has a free DLC that came out.
We're talking about Forced going off.
I'm actually talking about Portal 2, but we can talk about that.
Hard to stay on. He's trying hard to hold up. Okay, for real.
All right, I'm good.
Yeah, this is a gaming show. All right, anyways, ladies, Portal 2 came out the free DLC, as I was saying, and basically what this is called, it's called the Testing Initiative, I believe it's what it's called. It is they've developed some tools that are really easy to use. Anybody can use them to build portal test chambers. And so I got a chance to play with it a little bit yesterday, and I actually built a Portal 2 test chamber, and it's freaking sweet. It's the best Portal 2 test chamber ever. I actually am thinking about making it public so anybody can view it. If that happens, there will be some links up on GameOfInterest.com, Gamer Girls Radio. But it's really cool. It's actually I think this is what Portal 2 has been missing. It's been missing content ever since. There was pretty much a finite amount of test chambers, and once you went through them all, it was kind of like, well, no more reason to play it. But now, last time I looked on the Steam Workshop, there was something like over 2,000 new test chambers. So, kind of infinite possibilities there. What do you guys think about that?
I am bored of Portal.
Yeah,
are you
I have something to say. It's very important.
What?
And?
I'm sorry. I don't have pictures of 70-year-old virgins to show you.
I just want to see that. That was all
just. You might be more interested in that.
That was me. I apologize. I'm sorry. I saw the headline while I was looking for more news, and, yeah, I had to share.
Well, Sharing is caring.
That was nasty. Yeah, that was, I'm sorry. I mean, if you're that age and you're still getting your groove on, go for it. But I don't want to think about it.
See,
well, dude, I'm 70.
Thank you, Molly. At least there's one person in the chat room that's not thinking about 70-year-old virgins, and is interested in Portal 2. I just want to say thank you, Molly.
Man. I am downloading it right now as we speak. I'm so totally interested.
You can play with Blaster because I'm not doing.
Yeah.
It. Okay. So
you can play with me anytime you want.
Rawr. What a perfectly wonderful idea. Okay, anyway. You got to roll at the back of the throat, girl. Didn't you practice?
I'm doing what the cat does.
He does it in his throat. I was trying to avoid.
Like all up in her nose. It's very weird. It's a very nasally purr. But anyway.
All right, so who's going next? You know what? You know that's not how this show goes.
Oh, I do. Oops. It's my turn.
No, it's mine.
I'm actually clapping. I don't know why. All right. I do want to mention that we have a little partnership going on with ablegamers.com. Mm-hmm, that's right. We are actually writing a column for their website. Mm-hmm. We turned in our first one tonight. I'm very proud.
Yay! When does it go up, Snow?
Yesterday. He just said that he got it, so... I don't know.
You're going to cut it down to two sentences.
Probably be like, you know what? This sucks. This sucks. This sucks. This. How about just hi? That works. All right.
Okay. Let me jump in here because you people are pitiful. Okay.
What? I was having a... You guys just totally ignored my conversation.
Pitiful.
I'm going to throw my phone at you.
You going to come through the internet at me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you all may or may not know Minecraft... made it to Xbox Live.
Mm-hmm.
This is a horrible idea.
Yes.
Minecraft? Oh, God. Oh, God.
Do they already have, like, a pseudo Minecraft game?
I don't know, but supposedly...
Yeah, on Xbox there is, but it's Fortress Craft, isn't it?
Yes, Fortress Craft. Thank you.
Well, Fortress Craft will be gone because even though we were complaining all day that we didn't really want to see Minecraft be on Xbox Live, and I think it's doing good because people who play it were like, ooh, I can play on my Xbox. So its first 24 hours on Xbox Live so far is breaking all kinds of records. Yay. This is going to go the way of the dinosaur. I'm going to say very quickly because what can't you do that you can do in your other versions? Play with your friends.
You can't?
Are you serious?
Well, you can, but only if you're online, right? They can't visit your area unless you're online? Isn't that what we were reading?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes sense because you had to have a Minecraft server for it to work the other way. So
they could have done the same thing with all this fucking cloud storage they keep making us use on Xbox Live now. You actually have cloud storage for your save game. So they could have given you a little small amount of cloud space and said, this is your cloud, and you can allow access people to access your little cloud.
I'm predicting that will be coming down the pike, and that will be coming down the pike with a fee of $20 or $30.
I guess that is the other thing. They are looking at subscriptions for Minecraft.
You know, okay. That just flabbergasted me because I've seen the game. I haven't played it, but I've seen the game, and I don't know what all the hubbub's about. I don't get it.
The hubbub bub.
It looks kind of interesting in that you get to build anything you want. And it's not like Second Life where you're limited to a certain amount of prims and whatnot. So that is cool. And that is one of the reasons why I think I would actually like to have it so that I could play it. I think I would have fun with it.
Well, see, you know, it's not the graphics in Minecraft. And you do have...
No, the graphics are atrocious.
Yeah, you really have to play it to understand the whole draw. Yeah, you have to play it to understand the draw. And what it is the being able to make the stuff. That's what got me. So I didn't even want to play... the game. I actually downloaded it for the iPad because I wanted to see what the other part was about because I had it on my phone and I was crafting things, which is in and of itself addictive to sit and go through the pieces and say, okay, I need this to make this and looking at other people pieces and saying, okay, I'm going to trade you this for this so I can make that right there in and of itself is a game. The rest of it, I could take it or leave it. Like I was trying to kill a sheep and then I ended up stabbing myself in the head or something and fell in the water and it was, I was like, what is the point? Yeah. I'll go build in Second Life where I can see what I'm doing.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm the only one here that's actually played a game like Minecraft. I haven't played Minecraft exactly, but I played a game called Terraria. I bought it off Steam for like $5 or whatever. It was really super cheap. So I tried it out with my friend, and I kind of get Minecraft because at least I get the multiplayer version of Minecraft because a friend of mine and me play Terraria, and Terraria is just like Minecraft, but with side-scrolling instead of full 3D. So you can build, like, you start off with, like, a basic pick, and you can do basic mining, and you can build stuff. And we built this cool little fort, and we had, like, trapped a couple of zombies so that if, you know, somebody, we trapped a couple of zombies, so if somebody showed up, we could, like, you know, basically set the zombie trap on them, and they die. And we did all this kind of cool stuff.
I still don't get it.
I'm just saying that I thought, after playing Terraria for a while, it was a lot of fun. I get it, but Terraria got old really quick, and I have a feeling that Minecraft would get super old really quick.
It's not getting old. It's just
I
don't see it as an Xbox game. I just don't see it as an Xbox title. It's just not something. It's one of those things that should have stayed where it was. It should stay on PC. Some things I don't think need to be all across every platform. Or if you can, if at the very least, we were talking about this morning. A lot of, I'm going to segue into my next bit here at the same time. See what I'm about to do here? Okay, so PlayStation is reporting some major losses this quarter. I mean, major. What did we read in the billions? Almost half a billion? No, I'm sorry. Half of a trillion? What's the next one up? Trillion? $446.6 billion that they lost. So they lost all this lovely cash. And as Ginger and I were saying this morning, I kind of predicted somewhere in the back of my mind that this would happen because they gave up GTA. GTA went to Xbox, and bam, there went your exclusivity. Mm-hmm. On one hand, I think it's okay if you're going to do cross-platform, but why not make a different one? You know, there's different endings if you play it on PlayStation, different endings if you play it on Xbox. Your PC version is different. That, as a gamer, would encourage me, yes, to buy it three times. I would. Whereas if I just get it and it's the exact same game, I'm just going to go with my Xbox first because it's less troublesome. Most of my friends are there. I can't get any of you bitches to come over on PlayStation. Where is our mom blogger? She's another one. Go ahead, add me on PlayStation Network, and then you can't ever find her, or she's shopping.
I don't play PlayStation.
Well,
I'll be totally honest. I'm not going to play PlayStation unless I get the urge to play my Harvest Moon game again, which I might.
Harvest Moon's on not on PlayStation, is it? It's on Wii, isn't it?
Well, when I get around
That's on PlayStation, too.
Upgrading my PlayStation, I will.
I play Harvest Moon on the DS, so I wouldn't know.
Well, aren't you special?
So what do you all think about that? Do you think it's a good idea to be giving away your exclusive games? Because I think it hurt them.
Yeah, anytime you give away anything exclusive, it's going to hurt.
What is wrong with these other two here? Why am I asking questions?
I'm sorry. I was typing to somebody in Steam. I apologize.
Okay, hold on.
I was reading what was going on over here.
What's the question?
We have a lull of the conversation. I'm going to bring our caller on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. I wonder who this is.
Hi. Thank you for calling Gamer Girls Radio. Who are we speaking with?
Mollypop.
Hey,
Molly.
Molly Pop.
Oh, you're breaking up, honey.
Oh, GLaDOS got you.
Get her off your leg. Come on.
Better, worse? Better?
Better?
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, I know that I'm probably going to backtrack for you guys since we already talked about Minecraft, but I did want to kind of shed some light. I mean, have you guys played it? Have you all played it on Xbox yet?
No.
Okay. Well, I have. and I definitely agree with what Corey was saying about, you know, not being able to play with your friends. I mean, that's the great thing about the PC version. I mean, it's, like I said in the chat, the Xbox version is actually really good, and it is really enjoyable. It's just, it's like a small piece, a beautiful piece, but a small piece of an even larger, more magnificent puzzle that is the PC version. And I think as someone who was new to Minecraft on the PC, the Xbox version was kind of like a a weenie, as my boss says, the weenie way out, but it does kind of teach you, okay, creepers really can kick your ass, and, you know, skeletons really suck, and, oh my God, I could have a pet wolf. And then it kind of transcends over to the PC. Like, I want to take what I've learned from the Xbox and then apply it to, like, you know, the We the Gamer server, because there's, like, 20 of us on at once building, and that's one thing that the game, the Xbox game, doesn't have, is, you know, like you were saying, the person, somebody has to be online to invite mm-hmm. you, because there's no server. But
see,
it still is a lot of fun.
I don't know. I still can't really see myself getting into it.
We were playing Terraria for, I mean, I'm not saying Terraria is exactly like Minecraft. We played it for maybe 2 or 3 months, and then it was kind of like it just died off all of a sudden. So, I mean, I don't know if that's how your experience has been with Minecraft, Molly, but that's kind of what I got out of it.
Well, I mean,
I think I don't know. The Minecraft in and of itself, it has its fun for everybody. You kind of have to think of it, let me explain it in terms of Snow. It's like Second Life. It's just not as good graphics. You can build things, but it's everybody's own little compartmentalized world. So if you think of it like that, like you have your own sim, you can just build stuff on and other people can come. Kind of the same concept. But I don't think it works well on Xbox, just like PlayStation Home was trying to be like Second Life and failed at it, because you can't – certain things don't belong on cross-platform. It just
yeah,
does not
exactly,
work.
Yeah.
But see, I don't know. I still don't think it would be something I would enjoy, because when I play games like Second Life or anything like that, I don't play to build. I play to interact with people. Even if I'm in an MMO and I'm crafting, I'm not crafting for me. You know, I'm crafting to be helpful to somebody.
Those aspects are there. We're just telling you what it's about. Those aspects are there. There are people who built clubs. They have gangs. All the same thing. It's Second Life without the graphics. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So once you get past that, though, again, you couldn't play Second Life on Xbox Live and say, here.
No, that would not work at all.
This is the same thing. I don't think it's going to work. I think everybody's enamored with it now because it's new, but I think after a while they're going to get extremely bored and go on their own way. And I'm about to fucking cut Blaster all in his back with some lemon juice and some bleach. I'm not even playing.
Why?
Well, I mean, you still get that multiplayer experience, but it's just like you can only have 8 people on at a time. And so you still get that whole building together and, you know, here, can you make wheat for me? You know, and just kind of like this, like, bartering system, having your own little town. But it's just so much smaller, on a smaller scale than the PC version. So it's kind of like you're almost selling yourself short. You're just getting achievements out of it on your Xbox. Like, that's pretty much what it is.
Well, see, and I haven't played it, so I'm going to ask you this. Can you actually just jump in anybody's game so long as they're online, or is it only people on your friends list?
I think it's anybody. I'll have to play around with it, and I'll have to get back to you on that, because I have somebody, and I'm pretty sure he's not on my list, I think it's like if you're in a party, and I'm going to look kind of like an asshole if I'm wrong about this, and if I am, tell me, but I think, for example, I was in a party, and I was just getting on Minecraft, and not everybody in the party was on my friends list, but it did say, because there are different levels you can pick. There's peaceful, easy, I think medium and then hard or something. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, for example, peaceful stuff doesn't spawn at night and you can't get hurt, really. And then easy kind of, like, eases you into the whole, like, creepers won't creep. But
creep.
I think it shows people who are on your level difficulty, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because it said the guy, I'm pretty sure he's not on my friends list, but he was in the party and it showed him as a joinable person. So I think it's kind of like somebody that's in the party or on your friends list. So I don't think you can join a stranger's game, but if they're online and they have, because you can pick whether to be a joinable session or invite only. So I think it's kind of yes and no to answer your question.
Well, you find out and get back to us.
No.
No. Is she saying no to me? Did you not just hear what I threatened through the blaster?
What did you try to do to me? I don't understand why I was even in trouble.
Do I need to get the knife or the blowtorch?
Why am I in trouble? I don't know.
Wait, you know what? No.
I have to tweet a picture of Frodo up in here.
No violence to the molly pop.
Let me tweet a picture of my other baby. Y'all apparently think I'm playing. You see why Horace is not in here, Horace?
Wait, am I in trouble?
You know what? I think we're all in trouble today. I don't even know why.
Do I need a reason why?
No, not really.
Okay. I think you need a reason why.
That's because you're a man. That's why.
I like being in trouble, though.
I don't like being in trouble at all, and I would like to not be in trouble anymore. Thank you very much.
Right. I'm going to fill it on that one.
Yeah.
Well, gracias for
imada. I want to be the good girl.
Anytime.
Gracias for imada, Metro.
What?
Marque número dos.
Keep talking. Just like
just
that.
Say,
thank you for calling Metro. Marque número dos. Okay, there you go. I have a weird brain Tourette's. I'm gonna be that crazy old lady in the rest home that's yelling out stuff that makes absolutely no sense. I told him not to put
those. You got the keys, Jerry. You got the keys.
Exactly. Told you not to put those fritters in the cup. Told you.
What?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
I don't know.
I wasn't talking to y'all. I'm yelling.
Fritters in the cup. Don't put the fritters in
the
cup.
It's not supposed to make sense. I'm old and I'm crazy. Okay, so I have to segue to my next lovely topic because.
Okay. What's the next topic?
Okay, we did the news earlier in the week. We were talking about Trip Hawkins. Those of you who do not know who Trip Hawkins is, he is the founder of EA. He is actually the devil. So he was talking about how the mobile gaming indie developers or any developers who develop mobile games are probably need to start moving away from that because they're not getting their money's worth. Now, y'all know Apple takes like 30% of any app you make on the App Store when you sell it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And initially this was for placement. They put you on the front page and they do all this cool stuff to get people to notice you, and they stopped doing that like 2 years ago or something. So he's saying this is probably not a good idea if you're a publisher. You know, you may make the greatest app in the world and it can't be found. Mm-hmm. Because they no longer stick you on the front page. He says, and the market is saturated. I happen to agree with him. I will tell you why. I said this the other morning. I found going to the last page of the game section, if you're looking for something to download on, whether it's the Android market, Apple, whichever one you're frequenting, your Kindle, if you're looking for games there, going to the last page, I find some of the coolest games that never see the light of day. One of them I keep talking about is a game called Order Up, that's on iPad, that is actually a real true-to-life game. Not click here, and when your energy bar runs out, you can either buy more stars or you can wait till it recharges, and you're not really doing anything.
Those games, by the way.
Yeah, we hate them. We play them quite a bit, but they still irritate me. But this one
I'm taking a hiatus from them at the moment.
Yeah,
I am too.
This one is you work in a restaurant. You have to cook all these dishes. You have to kind of manage things. You got these other chefs you can hire and make sure they're cooking what they're supposed to be cooking. The food can't be burned. It has to be served hot. You know, all this stuff. And you get points, and as you get more points or earn more money, you can unlock more restaurants, more recipes. And the recipes also, once you move to the next restaurant, you can't unlock everything. Sometimes you have to unlock this restaurant and then come back to this one. And it's really cool. Some of you who have never worked fast food jobs, there's a fast food restaurant. I always fuck that one up, filling up the cups. Anyway, my point is, it was one of the games that's on the last page. There's a couple of MMOs that are on iPhone and Android that are on the very last page when you go looking for games. You never see them because with over 75,000 games on Apple's App Store at present, you don't see them. They don't stick them on the front page, yet they're still taking their 30%. So, I would like to know what you guys think about that, and what would be an alternative, would you think?
Shady fucking business is what that is.
Yeah, slightly.
I mean, if you are not giving them what they're counting on getting, you know, mm-hmm. and you're still taking the money from them, that's shady business. And I don't care if you have a contract that says you can do that or anything like that. It's still fucking shady, and it still makes you look bad. It still reflects poorly on your business. So,
unfortunately, I feel like most of these games like this on this kind of platform are shady. They are a ripoff.
They are.
Well, you have to also have to think of something else. Remember, Apple, I'm not sure if Android has it, but they have it stipulated in the contract that you signed. They can't even advertise outside of Apple. It's not like they can say, okay, I put my app on the App Store, and now I'm going to go over here and set up my website, and I'm going to, you know, they can't do it as far as their contract. They just, you know, it's up on Apple, and you have to wait and hope that somebody finds you and starts downloading you. And
but that's the thing, though. That's what's so shady about it, is if you are the only one, only way that this person can make money off of what they made for you, then it's shady that you're not giving them what they need to make the money with.
Yep. 100% agree.
We cut out?
No, we're good.
We're here.
Oh, Molly said we cut out. She didn't know what we were talking about because everything cut out.
Maybe Molly just went dark.
Oh,
I don't know, but
okay.
Oh,
it stopped downloading.
Oh, no, her computer shut off and she had to reboot.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no. Is it there was something, Corey, we read, I don't know, several months back now, that there was a company out there that was hiring people to give reviews for video games. They were paying you to download their game, give a review, reimbursing you, whatnot, so that your games would stay in the higher end of the Apple store?
Yeah, and Apple got wind of it and told them you can't do that anymore.
Was it? Okay, I couldn't remember if they said don't do that or not.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what's shady. That's what's so fucking shady.
But
it's
you know what?
Ahead,
I'm saying we can call shady. We Apple's shady. Yes, for doing that. I totally 100% agree.
Yeah.
But you know they're not the only first ones to do that or come up with that. You know that Microsoft.
Of course they're not. But that doesn't make it right.
Well, Microsoft's had some severely shady practices that I don't really see people.
Yeah.
You know, complaining about that often, or if they're complaining about it, they're like, oh, that Microsoft, that silly Microsoft. Nobody's like really like pissed off.
That silly Microsoft.
Yeah, I mean, Valve puts out a bunch of free DLCs for Left 4 Dead 2, and it's free on, like, everything else but Xbox Live. You have to pay
$5. $5? Hell, that was when it went on sale.
Yeah.
For DLCs.
I stress again, that was when it went on sale. It was
really?
$5.
It was more than $5. That's ridiculous.
Yes, it was 20.
Free
it was 20.
Everywhere. It was not. Was it?
I am not joking.
That's even more shadier than I thought. That's almost pitch black shady.
Damn.
That's ridiculous.
Pitch black shady.
Pitch black
shady.
You know
when they started doing that? Because they figured, and this is just my opinion, when GTA came out and they started releasing their DLC and they said, okay, we're charging $20 for you to get the DLC. But their DLC is not just, oh, here's a new level. There's a whole story. There's practically a whole other game when they gave it to you for $20, which I had no issue with. I have all of the DLC. I spent my $100-some-odd to play GTA because the stories are brilliant. I love Ballad of Gay Tony. Oh, I felt so bad when Tony got shot. Oh, I'm sorry. I just gave away an ending for somebody.
You
did.
Ruined
sorry.
It.
Holy fuck.
Well, there's many different endings. You may not even get that one. But I could pay $20, but for, like, Left 4 Dead, that wasn't, like, a whole new anything. I heard people that were, like, they were finished in a couple of hours, and they were like, I paid $20 for that?
That's not, and again, that's not Valve's fault. That's Xbox's fault. It's Xbox Live's fault. Microsoft fault. You know what I meant.
It's somebody's fault. We're not quite for sure whose
it's
fault
somebody,
it is, but we know it's somebody.
But seriously, like, and that's the same thing that Apple's doing, right? Xbox Live and Microsoft, they're saying, okay, you have to use, if you want to get online, you got to use Xbox Live. So we're forcing you to use Xbox Live, and then we're going to charge you for things that you would get free with other services. Because on top of that, they're charging for Xbox Live. I mean, it's all just ridiculous. I don't even understand how that's allowed. How people tolerate that. I just don't understand that.
Well, I don't think it's going to be going on for much longer after that whole failed experiment with their television show. I say you got what's coming to you, Xbox.
I didn't know that Xbox had like 7 syllables. That's interesting. Thank you.
You have to ask.
It was more like a snake slithering.
Xbox.
You got it.
I got it.
You understood.
Got it.
Wow.
Speaking of some crazy things going down, did you guys know that GameStop has finally given up on their online service. I think it was called. I think they didn't they purchase.
Wasn't it Orion or something?
It was something like that.
They just got it. That's
Impulse.
What I thought.
It was Impulse. They bought Impulse. Remember that? And did you know that now GameStop is starting to sell Steam vouchers?
Yes, we read something about that earlier this week, last week.
Maybe.
I don't remember.
This week. Nah, it's just on top of that, they're selling Steam vouchers, but they're selling them for more than the face value of the Steam voucher. Right, so you get a $50 Steam voucher, you're paying more than $50 for it.
Well, okay, that makes no sense.
Because you can go to Steam, just go on Steam, and you can buy $50 worth of credit from Steam, and it costs you $50.
Mm-hmm. You know,
so you go to GameStop and you buy $50, and it's going to cost you more.
Yeah.
It's like that Walmart story where people are paying cash for online purchases.
Or, okay, this is what it's like.
Wow.
Go and you buy, like, a gift card from somewhere, and you buy a $25 gift card, and you expect to pay $25, but you have to pay, like, a $250 activation fee or something. Why?
Because they want to make their money for that little piece of plastic that
that's
you picked
what I'm,
up.
That's what I'm saying, though. That's probably what they're trying to do, just make a little bit of extra money because they've got this voucher, they're trying to sell it, whatever.
You know what it is really? Here's what it is. Is that GameStop back in the day, and this is the stupidest decision I've ever heard. I went into GameStop. I used to buy all my used games, PC games from GameStop. They would have a little bargain bin. You can go over there, and if a game was like 6 months old, you got a really sweet deal on it, especially if it, and they were used games too, so you can get an even better deal. So I bought a bunch of games, spent like the same amount of money I spend on a Steam sale, like $10 to $15, right? So, and I came in there one day, and the little bin's gone. I'm like, what happened to all the PC games? They're like, oh, well, we stopped selling used PC games. I'm like, why did you stop selling used PC games? Because you can register them online, and then you can come over here and sell them back to us, and then people can't get the deals. I'm like, you can do that with console systems. Yeah, but it's easier with a PC.
Oh, my
God. That was the whole conversation I had, and that was where GameStop bought up. That's where they bought up. Right
there. I agree, because you pretty much abandoned your PC gamers, and consoles may come and go, but everybody's always got a fucking computer.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
Exacular.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. So shady, pitch black.
Did you say pitch black or bitch black?
I don't. Bitch black.
I said pitch black.
It was pitch black. Pitch black worse.
Anyways, I'm just saying it's wrong. It's just wrong. And I don't understand. Like, that's where they messed up. And then they're like, oh, okay, we'll just buy Impulse, right? And we'll get in on this, you know, online sales of PC games. This will be great, guys. And then what is it? I don't think they bought it that long ago. I mean, when did they buy Impulse? It wasn't that long ago.
5 months ago. I think it was in January.
I've got an article from July 13th, 2011.
Okay, we're wrong. I know they just started advertising it saying that they had integrated it. It wasn't that long ago. I'm going to say it was January, if it was that long ago.
Yeah, weren't we just talking about it. That was the service that they were going to be using if people go to these USB mm-hmm. downloads, whatnot?
Yes, they were touting how you could go in the store. You were going to be able to download USB. That's where we're headed. That's the future. You can go download your games, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be a digital copy and so on and so forth. That's what we got. In our news, another one who did digital service, who I haven't heard a fucking thing about, Gamefly. Gamefly, what happened to your digital service, people? You had me sign up. You harassed the shit out of us. Come over here and try it out. We didn't write anything up.
I have to call out somebody too. Whoever wrote this article about GameStop integrating Impulse. I like this line. Steam. They were touting how better Steam was over Impulse. Steam has more games, more than 1,300, compared to Impulse's more than 1,200. That's really something you should be touting, a difference of 100 games. I have to call somebody on that, being kind of a stupid point. But anyways, sorry. It has 100 more games, way more games, over 100 more.
He is such a fan. You are such a fanboy. They love you.
He is
they love you.
A Steam fanboy. I mean,
I
really, they need to pay Blaster for as much as he touts.
No, I have to say this: they're giving me free DLCs, so they're getting free advertisement in return for that. See, it's a win-win situation for them.
I tell you who
everybody though,
but he feels special.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to burst his little bubble. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, every time Gabe speaks, he's talking to me directly.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All righty then.
See?
I love you, Gabe.
Ooh, did you whisper it all up in his ear?
I'm a little scared now. Wow. All right. So let's move on.
All right. So, who's next?
My turn.
Okay.
Oh, good. Calm down.
All right. Well, I don't know. It's not even really a topic, I guess. Anyways, Mojang, we talked about the subscriptions, but they're also supposedly boycotting Mojang.
It's Mojang.
Hey.
No. Mojang is the name of a game company. Mojang.
All right.
Well,
whoever
it's wrong
it is,
on both counts. Continue.
Uh-huh.
Whoever it is, Minecraft people, looking at boycotting E3 because of their support of SOPA and TIPA and all that other fun stuff.
They said they were not boycotting it. They said they weren't boycotting. They said they just weren't going. It wasn't like they were like boycotting it.
They initially weren't going. We just read that this morning.
Because what they said was the organization behind the convention supports SOPA initiative in the U.S. We are against it and have no wish to support those who support SOPA. It's as simple as that. So we're not going.
Really?
Sounds like boycott to me.
Really?
Yes,
that's changed since last time I looked at it. I did not know there was an update as of this morning. That is interesting.
That is from Chief Executive Carl Manet. Manet? Whatever.
Carl Day.
See, we had last week that they passed CISPA, or was it in the UK?
CISPA,
which is very because we talked about it on the show.
What was with the whisper, Blaster? CISPA.
I don't know. It's just, I'm kind of on a roll here after the loud first.
Said that. You know what? As soon as you said that, I got it in my head. Sipping on some CISPA. Why? That's not right. That doesn't even
go
in that song.
All right, now I'm getting sipping on gin and juice. Stay back. Got my money.
You know what? I'm going to start this topic. Things that make you think about other things. Keywords. Words that make you think about other words.
You know, the brain is a giant database, and you know that we have all these crazy indexes going on, and they're usually attached to some like zany thing, like popcorn makes you think of, oh, I really got to, you know, pop and lock it. It does. I think of pop and lock. I don't know why.
I think of like pop a lock, like a lock, like a
crazy indexing.
A person who opens the locks. What are they called? Locksmith? Yes.
I got one.
Every time I hear that word, it makes me think of this thing I can't think of right now.
I will go y'all one better. This is my first swear word I ever heard. First time I ever heard my grandmother swear, and it has to do with the back of a car. Bitch. And what does the word bitch remind me of? The back of a Trans Am and vice versa. Every time I see the back of a Trans Am, I think bitch. Every time. And it's because we were in the car and whoever it was slammed on the brakes, and I had to be, I don't know. How often can you trace back the origins of where these crazy words get connected? But that's where mine got connected, was every time I see that bitch, because she's like, bitch! And she slams on her brakes, and the person was slamming on their brakes. So, yeah, anyway, nothing about nothing. Okay.
No. that was interesting.
I got a little lost, but I'm a little tired, too, so that could be why.
I will cut you.
What? I didn't. All right.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of one more story related to Steam, because I want to have a stream try.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I'm sorry, but I'm just really excited about that DLC that came out. I can't
help
it.
Well, I've got a story with Steam.
Well, then go for it. Go for it.
I will. You're probably not going to like it, but I don't need
to.
It's not bad, but you're probably not going to like it anyway, because it's not as exciting as yours. Well, it's not as exciting because I don't care as much about Steam as you do.
Well, let me be the judge of it. Continue.
Oh, my God. So there's this new game, Stronghold Kingdoms, and I wanted to bring this up for a very specific reason. This game is basically where you have a starter village, and you have to build up your forces and your walls and blah, 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 and all this stuff. It's kind of like an RTS sim type game. But I wanted to bring this up to talk about balance in game. And Steam, the reason I brought up Steam is because I play it on Steam. So
I've noticed.
Yeah, I play it a lot. But the thing that really irks my nerves is the balance is totally off. It really, 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 really is off. there's no way to keep a higher level person. There's not enough detrimental effects to keep them from totally obliterating all of the new people around. Like, they dominate an area, and it's just because they've been playing the game longer. Because it's not like it requires a whole lot of skill. It really doesn't. Trust me, it's not a hard game. So it's just because they've been playing longer, they've gathered more resources, and now they're dominating everybody else. And I'm just wondering, do you guys think that this is a problem in mini games? Like, is there a problem with there not being enough balance in games to keep the higher
I've
level people?
I've seen it in a couple of
She ain't even let
Sorry.
you just jump on in there. I'm not even.
I did. My bad. Go ahead.
I'm done now. Go ahead.
I've seen it in a couple of games. Like, there was a space game I played. It was a browser game called O Game. And you started off with your own little planet, and you created your ships, and you built up your industries, and then you went off and pillaged other people's planets. If you had been playing a long time, you had excellent defenses, you had an excellent fleet to go and raid, and if you ended up on a little bitty planet next to one of these already developed places, you were going to get raided over and over and over and over.
That's exactly what's happening.
And I mean, the only way to combat that was to search for an area that wasn't populated and hope to God you could get a ship and send it out that direction without it being completely ambushed. And that sucks, because you want new players and you want fresh blood, but at the same time, I understand. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, you've already built up, you've been there longer, of course you're going to be stronger, but they should give new players some sort of safe zone, safety time, something.
Well,
I don't know.
They should give you, like, a 24-hour safety time in this game, but...
Oh, great, so that's what, how long, to build up, what, a house?
Yeah, basically. It takes so long to build up anything and so long to gather up resources. It's a very time-intensive game. That 24 hours or however long it was, maybe 1 or 2 days, I don't know. But still...
So just enough time to get a couple of resources, enough to make you tasty for somebody to, you know, come in and steal.
Pretty much, yeah. What they can do is they can pillage your villages and take resources.
They can pillage your village. Pillage your village.
Yeah, that sounds very familiar. That sounds just like O Game, actually. And yeah, unfortunately, I will admit to being a troll there, so.
Mr. Miyagi would not be happy. Balance is key, always look high.
Oh.
I'm sorry. No, but I have to say this, though. I have run into I've run into this issue before. I have seen this in game. You know, the big thing for me is when you start rewarding players, especially in FPSs, for, you know, grinding out achievements and for things like that, and you start giving them better gear to be superior over others, it doesn't really encourage the player anymore to continue to play the game. What it does is it discourages others from playing the game, because the person who is grinding out these achievements is already enthused enough about the game that they're going to, no matter if you told them the more you play, the worse your character gets, they'll still play the game. That doesn't matter to them, right? That's not the reason why they're grinding these achievements out. They're grinding them out because they like the game. That's the only reason why. And when you start rewarding players for that kind of behavior, for that kind of dedication, what you do is you end up taking the players that are casual, more casual players, and discourage them from ever wanting to pick the game up.
I agree and I disagree.
It's a carrot stick. It's a carrot. So there was a study done, and this is not to get into too much detail, but there's a study done.
No one letting me finish a fucking sentence tonight.
Oh, I thought you was finished.
I thought you were finished.
I took a breath, and then he just, you know what? I don't care. Go ahead.
We need to say period at the end of every one of your sentences. So you're done.
Oh,
just real quick, I was going to say there's a study done. It was done by I forget what school it was. It was either Harvard or one of the big schools, basically. And they took a bunch of participants in India, and they said to them, okay, they said, we want you to come up with a business plan around this certain manufacturing process. We come up with a plan to improve this manufacturing process. And those of you that do the best will get the biggest reward, and those of you that come up with the, you know, second best ideas or the ideas that aren't maybe as good will get kind of a medium reward, and those of you come up with the worst ideas will get nothing, right? So they went up so they thought that, okay, it's going to encourage people to kind of shoot for the big reward, right? And so we're going to get a lot of really great ideas out of this. It's going to really drive you. But what they found out was, real quick,
sorry.
That's all right. What they found out was that when you reward people, when you present a carrot to people and say, and as a reward for good behavior, you don't end up getting the behavior you want. What you end up getting is you end up getting actually worse performance than if you just let people be excited about something and let them engage, you know, naturally want to do something. Then those are the people that get better performance. So if you just try to put a carrot in front of them, it's not going to encourage them to do better. And so, I mean, this is a study done. I think that also applies to video games. I mean, maybe I'm being painting here with a broad brush, but I think that study also applies in this situation. And we've all felt that, right? I mean, I don't want to start a game where I have no – if I don't put 24-7, my, you know, 100% of my effort into it 24-7, I'm never going to get anywhere. I don't even want to start a game like that.
I agree.
No, but there should be some sort of balance, something to reward new players and then something to reward the also more hardcore players who do spend all that time.
Now, Glenn,
I mean, that's kind of like the argument you and I had over WoW.
Go ahead, Snow. We're all listening.
Are you sure that I can continue?
I'm sorry.
Is everybody done?
I'm chewing gum, so I gave up trying to talk a long time ago. I'm just sitting here looking at my nails. They're so pretty. Are you want me to take a picture?
You know what? I think I might just go play the Facebook game. Anyways, I was saying, I understand that there needs to be some sort of reward for those who have played the game for a long time. I understand that, and I agree, there does. However, allowing them to go in and totally wipe the floor with all the little newbies that come up and try to play the game will make those little newbies not want to play anymore, and that is exactly what's going to happen with me because I am so tired of this one guy constantly attacking my castle, even before I can get enough resources to repair everything and fix my shit. He attacks again.
That's why you call us up and say, look here, I'm going to need y'all to help me handle something.
I want to swim in your moat.
Wow. Let me tell you the easiest way to fix that problem is something that they used to do back in the olden days of gaming on the MMOs, meaning you have one server where the people are like, I'm hardcore. If you're standing next to me and I'm level 50, you're level 2, I'm just going to step on you because I can. And then you had your server where it had certain rules. You couldn't do that. You level 50. You had nothing to gain by being in this level 1 area. There's no reason for you to be here. You can't hurt anybody, so on and so forth. So that's where the problem is that too many people have they started straying away from, you know, what should be common gamer etiquette, even when making a game. It's just stupid. And, yes, it doesn't make you want to – you don't want to play. Or now the only I'm the other wild card you forgot to throw in there. Forget the fact that I don't want to play. I would let you just keep coming and pillaging me, and I'm just going to keep building my resources. And one day you're going to be sick or you're going to have the flu, and I'm going to fuck you up. One day I'm going to catch you slipping, and then I'm going to come after you. So, but they I don't know why we've gotten so far off of our gaming formulas. That's going to have to be a topic for another week because we get long-winded around here, as y'all know.
We do. Mm-hmm. But are you done?
I wasn't, but go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to make sure. And yes, Jay, that was a sneeze. I can't help it. I sound funny when I sneeze.
We both
I sound so funny. But, you know, gamer etiquette is not just something that developers are forgetting. It's something that the average gamer is forgetting. There is an etiquette when you're playing games, just like there's etiquette when you go out into society. You know, you're not just going to walk up to this person who's new in town and punch him straight in the face. Okay? There's
We're not?
No. Bad ginger. Bad.
Damn it.
You have to learn etiquette. You know, you have to... Don't be a douche just because you're on the internet. Come on. It's premeditated douchebaggery.
Premeditated.
Thank you, Molly. Thank you for that.
Did she just? Did she go? Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweet.
What?
This is why. Let me tell you. What you just said is why we are going to wholeheartedly enjoy Salem. Now, I know we have said here that we're going to be trolling for people in Salem, and I probably will be. But I will have a character that's nice that will be nice until pushed to do otherwise, much like EverQuest.
Yeah.
If they would just put that back in the game, that's what's funny. It's almost like, in a weird way, you know how back in the – I don't – see, that's right there. Is why whoever's typing, I'm cutting you after the show.
It was not me.
Not me.
That's – okay, I know who it is now because he's not responding.
Not me. What?
I saw the face.
Yeah, everybody else sees the face except for him.
Why am I getting the face? I'm not doing anything. Go, continue.
Now, I do like the idea. I will have a nice character, and I'll be nice and nice and nice until someone starts fucking with me, and I'll be like, oh, hell no.
Let me get my crew.
Exactly. It's on now.
They need to, but they need to put that back in games because I think it would calm a whole lot of people down. They took it out. What I was about to say is it's like the weird jock and geek thing has kind of taken on a whole new meaning, but just in this community. Meaning if I was a little newbie gamer and I got picked on a lot, I'm going to now grow up. I'm going to be a game developer, but I'm going to make it real easy for people who are higher up to do good, or I'm going to make it real easy for the newbies to do good and the people that are higher up don't want to play. You know, just leave it alone. Put it back the way it was. It was nice. It was nice when I could root people to the ground and then train things onto them because they were fucking with me for hours. That was good, and it taught them a lesson. You don't fuck with people all the time. You never know. I might be a level 2 and you're a level 25, but that one time my spell just hit hell just long enough to hold you there so they could come by and beat the fuck out of you for a second. Just long enough. And that was fun. And you learned your lesson. You learned to be nice to your fellow gamer and play. And because you lost things, remember we were talking about that before, player debt, you lost your
yes.
loot.
Yes. Oh my, didn't you lose your items too?
You lost every damn thing. You came to and you were like a newbie. Your clothes were gone. You had to go back and get your shit. And people may have hated it, but people actually played then. They stopped. They weren't mean to each other on purpose or, you know, stealing shit from people. Or I'm going to camp here. All that stuff started coming. Hey, to tell you this, WoW, Blizzard, when you created the games you did, that's when all those phrases came about. So-and-so camping out the thing. So-and-so is gold farming over here. All that happened when you started to do that. Notice, EverQuest didn't have any gold farmers. I just want to point that out to you, Blizzard. You're welcome to call in and refute this if you wish. But I'm just saying. Anybody here would like
I'm
to just
trying to remember. I'm trying to remember if I ever saw any gold farmers.
You didn't.
I don't think I remember. I remember running into them in Dark Age Camelot.
Yeah, I remember that too.
See, and that's when you started, they're the ones who started doing things a little differently.
Yeah, 6A, to be honest, fool, I had a nice little,
what?
Key program that,
wait,
fool. Hey, my new word, honest fool? Y'all.
No, that is not a word.
I like it. I like it. All right, to be honest, fool, I was one of those. I had myself a nice little key program to where I could set it up, and me and my, oh God, what was it? My bone dancer. There we go. Me and another bone dancer would leave our tunes for overnight, several hours during the day, and come back, and it was great. We would be severely rich. It was wonderful.
I got me two new words from this show because we're about to have to go honestful, and I didn't show y'all my other new term I'm going to start using. I picked this up off a top model, one of the UK girls. I'm about to start washing up bitches, but she says it with her accent. I'm going to be washing up bitches left and right. That's going to be my new thing. Be washing up bitches.
Washing up. All right.
I don't know what it means, but I loved it.
Not a clue.
I love my cookie girl.
Really?
What? In the show.
Anyway, so that music that you're hearing in the background, can you put it down a bit? I feel like
yes,
I'm
you can. There you go.
Thank you. That's better. That music signals the end of our show, ladies and gents. Tune in tomorrow to hear Ginger and Corey do the news. And then tune in on Tuesday, it's very hard to say, to check our Pitchinisa podcast, which is your favorite fashion. It should probably be eviscerated somebody with bad fashion.
Diesel and The Sims is what we're going to be mentioning.
What now?
Diesel and The Sims. We'll tell you more about it later.
All right, then Vin Diesel. I love him. Anyway, favorite us if you like, favorite if you don't, and see y'all next time. Bye, bitches.
Why? It's about why not? I like your style. You make up your own rules just like me.
Nothing.
I guess that's all, folks.